This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
On June the 22nd, Swansea will once again host the World Triathlon Paraseries race. I'm joined now by Tom Hodgkinson, the head of paratriathlon at British Triathlon. Thanks for speaking to us today, Tom.
Thanks very much for having me.
This will be the third time Swansea has hosted a race in the World Triathlon Paraseries. Why does the event work well in the city?
Swansea, as a host city for this event, works really well just with the dockside location. We have a real clear, steady water to swim in. We have some fantastic roads to cycle on, and it's a really fast run course as well. It's probably one of the highlights of the calendar in World Triathlon Paraseries.
For people who maybe haven't made it out to an event before, what can they expect?
You could expect a lot from Swansea in 2024. So this, like you said at the beginning, is the third of three events that we've hosted in Swansea, and it's probably the most important. It comes at the end of the qualification period and is so important for us as a nation and for the rest of the world as well. So you will see the world's best athletes taking part under the most pressure they've probably been in this cycle. And there's only one more race after this that decides who can go to a Paralympic Games. So I think the excitement for Swansea is probably at fever pitch. So that's what they can expect on the sporting front. But there's plenty of activities going on in and around Swansea during that weekend, which they can get involved in.
And as you mentioned, the race in Swansea takes place just a few months before the Paralympics start in Paris. How do events like these affect Paralympic hopefuls?
So Swansea as an event will have a huge impact on people's qualification for the Games. So there's four major World Triathlon Paris Series events throughout the year. So one is in Devonport in Tasmania. The other one is in Yokohama in Japan. The next one is in Swansea in Great Britain, in Wales specifically. And the following weekend is in Montreal in Canada. So it is a fully worldwide series. And this is one of four. So it's 25% of the points on offer. And it is probably going to be make or break for people's Paralympics in the coming months after that.
But it's not just elite athletes who can take part on the 22nd of June. There are also opportunities for just about anyone to get involved as well, aren't there?
So there is, like I said before, plenty of opportunities for everyone to get involved in. And my role encompasses all of those events. So at the beginning of the racing day, we've got an aquathlon for anyone that has a visual impairment, has a disability or doesn't have a disability. So an aquathlon is a swim and a run, which people can race on the same swim and the sweat and the same run course as the World Triathlon Paraseries, and you can time yourself against the best in the world. We then have our Super Series event for those people that are already probably taking part in triathlons at the moment, and that is swim, bike and run. And that's our national series, which goes throughout the year. And we will be in Llanelli at the start of the year as well. So plenty of opportunities to get involved. And then we also have our Elite Race Series, which is World Triathlon Paraseries as well. So all the way from first swim, first run, all the way through the top end, we've got everything catered for in Swansea at the end of June.
And we're also looking ahead. How are British Triathlon looking for new talent for the paratriathlon programme? I know that you're not just thinking about the Paralympics in Paris, but also on to LA and even Brisbane as well.
We've had some fantastic success over the years, and hopefully we continue that in Paris. So we had a great first Games in Rio. We back that up in Tokyo with another fantastic set of results. And the same people are probably going to be great again. We've had a few people that are coming through and still trying to qualify at the moment who could have a great Games in Paris. But like you said, we do have a talent search going on at the moment. And what we're saying to people and where we're going with this is you don't know until you try. All we're asking people is to just sign up on our website or through social media and just get in contact. So if you have a visual impairment, if you have a disability that fits one of the five categories that we've got in parasport, in triathlon, then most certainly we're the place for you if you enjoy swimming, biking and running.
Well, where's the best place to find out a bit more information about the World Triathlon Paraseries race in Swansea and also the work of British Triathlon as well?
The best way and the most simplest way is probably Google. Is if you put in Swansea Paratriathlon 2024, the information is there. The second easiest way is probably on our British Triathlon Instagram and Facebook pages on the socials, and everywhere directs you back to our website. And again, you can just type into the search criteria Swansea 2024 and up it will pop as one of the major events for British Triathlon and UK sport and the city of Swansea in 2024.
Tom Hodgkinson, the head of paratriathlon at British Triathlon. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having me.